This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell in Milwaukee. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republicans are leaving the RNC united behind Donald Trump. State Party Chair Brian Schimming says it's in stark contrast to Democrats and President Biden.
The Democrats are a party in disarray. They are a party in panic.
Democrats, meanwhile, won't let voters forget about Project 2025. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley.
Trump, J.D. Vance, and their MAGA allies' agenda to destroy our democracy.
Vice President Kamala Harris is set to visit Milwaukee Tuesday. It would be her fifth visit to Wisconsin this year. It comes as more and more leading Democratic politicians and donors are calling for President Biden to step down from the campaign. Republicans leaving the RNC say they're disappointed by the way President Biden's handlers have managed public concerns about his age and health. Wisconsin State Treasurer John Leiber.
To be told for weeks and weeks, everything's fine, it's a cold, it's jet lag, or whatever, and now finally come to the realization that they can't hide it anymore, and so now finally, as their last option, they're telling the truth.
Pressure is mounting on President Biden to drop his re-election bid. Yesterday, his deputy campaign manager was outside the RNC pushing back.
Look, the president has said it several times. He's staying in this race.
That's Quentin Folks. Meanwhile, progressive commentator Matt Rothschild says it's time for Joe to go.
It's just a fact, a demonstrable fact that Biden's over the hill.
He spoke with Civic Media. Multiple reports indicate Biden could end his re-election campaign any day now. The richest woman in Wisconsin says the American dream is under threat. Diane Hendricks had a speaking role at the RNC last night. She told a story about how she and her late husband founded ABC Building Supply and how hard it is to build a company from scratch. Two Republican state lawmakers want ballot drop boxes monitored by law enforcement and cameras in Wisconsin. The bill from Representative Scott Krug and Senator Dan Knodel would require round-the-clock monitoring for drop boxes. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. We have breaking news this morning. There's a big outage all over the globe causing problems for airlines, banks, media outlets, and even 911 dispatch centers. Here in Wisconsin, there are thousands of people trying to fly home after the Republican National Convention. At the Dane County Regional Airport, there are really long lines because according to WKOW, there are only two working computers. Flights are already being canceled and delayed, but when people go to check on those flights, everything may look like it's on time, but that's because staff can't get in to update that information. The problem seems to be stemming from an update by CrowdStrike, a cybersecurity protection software. Microsoft says it's working to fix it, and they're working to just make things easier while they fix it. So many companies and organizations use this software, including lots of 911 dispatch centers. The supervisor on duty at Dane County Dispatch tells me they did have an outage last night, but now everything is working properly. We'll keep you posted on this throughout the day. Madison Hotels got a boost from the Republican National Convention, even more than an hour drive from Fiserv Forum. Some entire delegations stayed here in the capital city, like the 130 delegates from Texas. They stayed at the Premier Park Hotel on the square. They told the State Journal they loved being here in Madison. It's beautiful, and they wish they got to spend more time here. Meanwhile, other delegations stayed on the east side, closer to the interstate, making their trip to Milwaukee shorter. Three different bodies decide where delegates stay during the convention: the Republican National Committee, the State Committee, and the host city. We've had flooded streets across the city because of all that rain we've gotten, and officials say they have few options to fix it. Deputy City Engineer Greg Fries told the Cap Times the best way to prevent flooding would be to raise all the land on the isthmus and around the lakes by about 2 feet, but that's just not possible now. So far, we've gotten 32 inches of rain across Wisconsin. That's 11 more than average. This may become the fifth wettest year on record. Meanwhile, in Madison, our lakes are at their highest levels in years. And all our heavy rain may be responsible for killing fish in south central Wisconsin. Officials from the DNR are looking into reports of dead fish in the Yahara River in Stoughton and the Buffalo Lake watershed near Montello. All that extra rain can cause bacteria and reduce the oxygen levels in the water the fish need to breathe. Boaters on those bodies might come across pockets of dead fish or stained water. DNR biologists expect more fish to die before the water quality improves. Well, it's official. Designs have been approved for the Essen House redevelopment. This is the fourth time developers have proposed to redo the area at South Blair and East Wilson Streets. But finally, this is the one. It's been tricky need to maintain some of the historic architecture and deal with all the regulations around it. A developer from Eau Claire will tear down buildings in the 500 block of East Wilson, except for the Hotel Ruby Marie and the Up North Bar. They'll redo the facades of the Comeback Inn and the building next door, turning those into a new hotel. Madison's Urban Design Commission has now signed off. This plan has cleared lots of steps and hurdles. This should be its last one. And Opera in the Park returns this weekend. The Madison Opera puts on the show with the help of the Madison Opera Chorus and Madison Chamber Orchestra. It's at Garner Park tomorrow at 8 p.m. It's all free, and you can put down your blankets as soon as 7 a.m. tomorrow when the park opens. And every summer, butterflies take over Olbrich Gardens, and now is the time. There are 19 species inside the Bowles Conservatory right now. You can see them in every stage of life, from caterpillar to chrysalis to flying off on their own. It's $8 for adults, $5 for kids 6 to 12, and kids under 5 are free. Blooming Butterflies at Olbrich Gardens runs through August 11th. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, WMDX News.
The Bucks back in action. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks taking on the Phoenix Suns in Las Vegas. Milwaukee's 0-3, looking for their first win in summer league play. Pete Dominguez is serving as the Bucks head coach and was asked, how does their rookie first round pick, A.J. Johnson, look so far?
The kid is, he has an infectious personality. He's someone that I think everyone, top to bottom in the organization, enjoys being around. And he just loves being on the court. He loves working. He understands that the learning curve, especially at his position, playing a lot of point guard, is going to be steep. He has been phased at all, and I think he's shown the right attitude, and obviously his confidence is where we need it to be. I don't think it's going to be an issue for him. I think that he's someone that you don't want to stunt his growth by kind of cutting back what you're giving to him. I think you just give him as much as you can and see what he could do with it.
Baseball, the Brewers head to Minnesota to face the Twins tomorrow night. In golf, Garrett Jones of Madison, the winner of this year's State Amateur Golf Championship. The 39-year-old shot an even par, good enough for the win at the Legend at Merrill Hills near Waukesha. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're planning on hitting the theaters this weekend here in Wisconsin, you have one of the most highly anticipated films of the summer hitting the big screen. Twisters, starring Glenn Powell and Daisy Edgar Jones, opens July 19th. The film has tested well with audiences and is drawing in almost 80% on Rotten Tomatoes. This is a classic summer blockbuster film and is expected to overtake Despicable Me 4 for the top spot at the box office this weekend. And the summer of the horror genre continues with the film Oddity, which is pulling a 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. And with no megastars in the film, you'll be able to really lose yourself in the story. And finally, if you like sitting at home and watching something in the comfort of your own surroundings, I highly recommend Presumed Innocent on Apple. I am 7 episodes into the adaptation of the Scott Turow novel of the same title, and it is absolutely riveting, and I still have no clue who done it. Have fun at the movies or at home. The 2024 Emmy nominations are out. Leading the way with 25 nominations is Shogun, followed by The Bear with 23, and Only Murders in the Building coming in with 21. As far as networks and streamers go, Netflix led the way with 107 nominations, followed by FX with 93 and HBO Max with 91. The Emmy Awards will air September 15th on ABC. The comedy world took a hit when it was announced that Bob Newhart passed away Thursday. The Oak Park, Illinois native was a legend in the world of stand-up comedy. His album, The Button-Down Mind of Bob Newhart, was the first comedy album ever to hit number one on the Billboard charts. It also won Newhart 3 Grammy Awards. He went on to have 2 very successful sitcoms in the 70s and 80s, The Bob Newhart Show and Newhart, which ran for a combined 16 seasons. More recently, Bob Newhart was known for playing Will Ferrell's dad, Papa Elf, in the Christmas film Elf. Bob Newhart was 94 years old. In good Hollywood feels news, Ryan Reynolds says he forfeited much of his salary to get the first Deadpool made. What did he do with what little salary he had left? Variety reports that Reynolds gave it to his co-writers, Rhett Reese and Paul Warnick, so they could be on the set with Reynolds and form a de facto writer's room. At this time, I should mention that his per diem on the big budget film is the budget of a small country. Still a nice gesture and a good guy. Can you imagine going through life hearing rumors that your mom slept with Mick Jagger? Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau can. Apparently, his mother, Margaret, attended a Rolling Stones concert and partied with the band after splitting with Trudeau's dad in the 70s. Margaret admits to partying with the Stones, but denies the rumors that she ever slept with Jagger, but joked that in retrospect, she says she would have slept with every single one of them. It's not so bad, Justin. Maybe she meant take a nap. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have a pretty nice weekend coming up today. Mostly sunny. We'll get to 80 for a high this afternoon. The wind southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 62. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with an isolated afternoon thunderstorm, 81. Same for Sunday, partly cloudy, scattered afternoon thunderstorms, 81. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio.